WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
So, what to look for in the battle over the U.S. Supreme Court, and shock or any climax for President Trump to have chosen the nominee he did, who in some ways is the most utterly conventional Republican establishment pick who Mr. Trump might have considered. John Culhane, professor of law, Delaware Law School Widener, and Brandywine 100. Professor, what do you think?
Well, you know, as you say, it's no surprise he went with the safest choice. He knows he's got a tough confirmation fight, you know, ahead of him. And this guy, although he's conservative, certainly he's more in the mainstream conservative sort of John Roberts mold. And I think he'll probably have an easier time getting through. So
yeah, I mean, you do have a few pro-lifers who are a little upset his ruling against the priest.
Yeah, that's true. But he also, in a recent case, said that an immigrant who was in detention had no right to, you know, to an abortion, at least not immediately. And I think he's pretty, you know, staunchly pro-life, I would say.
Yeah, although hardliners said, well, but he didn't say absolutely there was no right to an abortion at all. So, of course, it depends how you parse it. But, yeah, I mean, cleared by the Federalist Society, reliably conservative, all that. I mean, for those of us in the news business, we would have been much more interested. I think it would have been much more interesting to have a woman appointed. But there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think her personal story is very compelling. I think, you know, the fact that she didn't attend an Ivy League school, you know, was a little bit of diversity in that sense.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me interrupt you there. What about this Ivy League and, frankly, Catholic Jewish dominance of the high court? You wouldn't know that there were so many Protestants in America.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. As a matter of fact, you know, a few generations ago, it was all Protestant. And little by little, the court has shifted to, you know, Catholic Jewish. And also, all nine of them will now be, assuming Kavanaugh is confirmed, either Yale or Harvard Law School graduates. And I, you know, obviously those are, you know, two of the top schools in the country, but is that really good? I'm not sure I agree with that idea.
What about the notion beyond Roe v. Wade, other issues, that expansive presidential power that this judge, after having been through the Clinton impeachment and all, seems to have the view that presidents should be above being attacked or investigated while they're in office?
Well, I mean, he's not anti-impeachment, obviously, since that's in the Constitution, but he does have the view that presidents, sitting presidents, can't be indicted and that it would be too much of a distraction for them to be battling an ongoing criminal investigation. And you know, even in terms of civil litigation, it would be interesting to see what he thinks about that, because arguments are being made that some of the civil suits Trump is party to should also be stayed while he's in office. And so I'll be interested to see what he has to say about those.
Anything else strike you? Anything else you think could end up being the big thing in confirmation hearings?
Well, I think the role of the administrative state is one that has come up very frequently in the last couple of years. Gorsuch is no fan, and it'll be interesting to see how Kavanaugh's hearings go on that issue. He's got thousands and thousands of pages of writing, mostly from his appellate judging. So I think one of the concerns Mitch McConnell had was,
how
are we going to get through all of this? Exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you. Nice talking to you over the summer. I'm sure we'll do it many more times.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. John Culhane, professor of law, Delaware Law School, Widener.